Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Men Beis. We are on the last line of Kuf Tzadi Gimel, about to turn on to 386. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, first Simen Shin Men Beis is Bein Hashmoshos Mutter Lasos Dvorim Shaosru Chazal Mishum Gzeira. That during Bein Hashmoshos, you are allowed to do things that Chazal asered. So certain derabbanans, as we'll see now, are mutter during Bein Hashmoshos. So says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Kol Hadvarim Sheim Asurim Medivrei Sofrim, all the things, and we'll see this all is very lav dafka, but all the things that are asur midrabbanan, lo gozra lehem Bein Hashmoshos. The rabbanan, when they made their gzeirus, did not make them for Bein Hashmoshos. V'ayin la'el simin reish ha-mech aleph v'sov simin shin zayin. V'hu sheyehei sham dvar mitzvah or doichak. But that which we say you can do derabbanan during Bein Hashmoshos, it's only if it is for a purpose of a mitzvah or for some other pressing matter. Kate said, "How so? Mutter lo Bein Hashmoshos lalos beilon oloshet al pnei amayim. One is allowed to climb a tree during Bein Hashmoshos or to go swimming in water. Lahavi lulav or shofar. If he needs to get a lulav or shofar, that's obviously examples of edvar mitzvah." V'chein morid mehailon, and so too you can lower from a tree, or motzi mehakarmelus, or take out from a karmelus to another rishus, eruv sha'asa. We'll see this is referring to an eruv tchumen that you made, you would be allowed during Bein Hashmoshos to take it off a tree, which is normally an issa d'rabbanan, or to take it from a karmelus to another rishus, which also would be a d'rabbanan. These are all considered dvar mitzvah, that a d'rabbanan is mutter during Bein Hashmoshos. So if a person is anxious or pressured to do something that is also because of a shvus, mutter bein hashmoshos, that is going back on which the Mechaber said, o dochuk, on the top line, we said either the derabbanan is mutter for dvar mitzvah, or it is mutter for any dochuk, so the Mechaber is going back to that and saying, if you're torud or nechbaz, for a dover that is mishum shvus, that is mutter bein hashmoshos as well. Umitam zeh, for this reason, mutter lomar bein hashmoshos la'eno yehudi lahadak lo ner b'shabbos, you are allowed to ask a goy to light a candle for you during bein hashmoshos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Aleph, Kol hadvarim lishna de kol lav dafka. As we pointed out before, this kol is very lav dafka. It's not true that every derabbanan is mutter during Bein Hashmoshos for a dvar mitzvah or for a pressing matter. D'yesh dvarim she'esurim medivrei sofrim. There are things that are only asur medirabbanan. V'gozru aleihem Bein Hashmoshos af l'tzarach mitzvah. And they were asur during Bein Hashmoshos even for the tzarach of a mitzvah. So this is not a rule across the board. There are many examples where it's mutter, but not all cases. For example, where it's not mutter, hamavur l'kama mesim in tof tes, sif gimel b'shulchan aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak out the case, but in note number one he speaks it out. It's talking about taking something off during Bein Hashmoshos from some kind of thing that's growing from the ground that is soft, and there's a concern that you might break the stalk, which would be an issur d'oraisa. So that they did not permit during Bein Hashmoshos, even though taking it off is only the Rabbanan, but since you might come to do a d'oraisa, so the Rabbanan did not allow it. V'chein lahavir pachos pachos mi'arba amos. So too, to be carrying in a Rishu Sarabim less than 4 amos at a time, that also is the Rabbanan, but they were not lenient about that during Bein Hashmoshos. K'mo shemuva shom magen Avram, v'shem Rav Magid, v'atam, the reason why they were not lenient about these things is mishum dehim krovim lovo lidei malocha gemura d'oraisa. Therefore, gazru behem tvei. So although the Mechaber says, Yisurei d'Rabbanan, we are lenient about when it's Bein Hashmoshos for a pressing matter or for a mitzvah, however, if it is a type of the Rabbanan that can easily lead to a d'oraisa, you're carrying less than 4 amos at a time, you can very easily go a little too far, and it'll be an issur d'oraisa. So for that the Rabbanan, they were not lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in the brackets, V'chein harbe poskim sovrim de'ein ma'arvin eruvei tchumen Bein Hashmoshos. Many poskim say you can also not make an eruv tchumen during Bein Hashmoshos av shehu l'tzarach mitzvah, even though an eruv tchumen, as we'll discuss in great detail in the next chelek, a little more tonight, it's only allowed to be made for a mitzvah, so it always involves a mitzvah. Still, many hold you cannot make an eruv tchumen during Bein Hashmoshos. The reason for that is because since you are making something permissible, it's like a tikkun, and therefore the rabbanon were not lenient over there. V'chein malacha she'eno tzarach l'gufa. So too a malacha she'eno tzarach l'gufa chomer mishar issa d'rabbanan. Even though according to most it's only an issa d'rabbanan, but it's more strict than other d'rabbanans. V'aser b'chol gavni ben hashmashos, it's aser in all cases ben hashmashos. The reason for that is because a malacha she'eno tzarach l'gufa is that your mindset is not for the malacha, but the maisa you're doing, if your mindset shifts, becomes an issa d'araisa. So again, it's close to a d'araisa. They were not lenient about doing malacha she'eno tzarach l'gufa during ben hashmashos. Af im neima de etzem isur hu drabanam. That's even if you hold that really malacha she'eno tzarach l'gufa is only an issa drabanam, still they were not matter it. Kol shekein de laharamam hu daraisa. Certainly we know that the Rambam holds malacha she'eno tzarach l'gufa is daraisa, so certainly it's not mutter during ben hashmashos. V'dai you should know. To kol sif zelu mairi kishakiba olav Shabbos. Very important point that Mishnah Berurah says, this whole sif that we're talking about mattering the Rabbanans during Ben HaShmashos when there is a specific need, that is not if you were Mekabel Shabbos already. You were not yet Mekabel Shabbos. Aval im kibel olav Shabbos, if you're already Mekabel Shabbos. Kigon al yidei mizmor shil yom HaShabbos, you already said mizmor shil yom HaShabbos. O lechadodi bizmonenu, or you said the end of lechadodi nowadays, mevur le'el b'simen reish samach aleph shafilu hu migod yom. Even if it's before Ben HaShmashos, it's still daylight hours on Friday, v'afilu im rakat tzibur kibul olav. Even if only the tzibur accepted Shabbos, and you didn't do it, sha'oz chal olav Shabbos bal korcho, in that case you're locked into the tzibur's kabbalah Shabbos early, in all those cases where it's Shabbos already, so aser lo lasos kol shvus biatzmo afilu dvar mitzvah, you cannot do any shvus on your own, even for dvar mitzvah, im lo ayidei ove gelulim. Unless you ask a guy to do it, that's a little more lenient, because asking a guy to do something for you is a derabbanan that doesn't involve a maisa. So that is a little bit more lenient than you yourself doing a maisa of an issa derabbanan. So the very important point that Mishnah Berurah is pointing out here at the end of the Sifkatan is that this whole discussion is when you were not in Mekabel Shabbos and Ben HaShmashos came, so then there are leniencies. But once you were Mekabel Shabbos, or you were locked into a Kabbalah Shabbos through the Tzibur, so then of course any malacha that you would want to do, even the Rabbanon, would be Aser during Ben HaShmashos or even Mibod Yom once the Kabbalah Shabbos happened. Sivkotan Beis, Ben HaShmashos, again the Mechaber said anything that's Aser Midrabbanon, so Lo Gozra Lam Ben HaShmashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Uzmana Mavur El Besimin Reis Samach Aleph Ayin Shem. We're not going to get into the exact details of when Ben HaShmashos is. That was discussed earlier in Reis Samach Aleph. In general, we hold between Shkia and Tzitzak Ochavim. The Ayin B'Mogin Avram, Shenistapik B'Ben HaShmashos Shel Motzoi Shabbos. Here's an interesting discussion. Obviously, we're discussing over here Ben HaShmashos of Friday going into Shabbos. Will the same din apply that we can be lenient? L'tzarech Mitzvah, L'tzarech Godol, to be doing the Rabbanans Ben HaShmashos on Motzei Shabbos when Shabbos is ending. So the Magen Avraham is Mesupuk about that. De'efshir da'ashulchan aruch ma'iri rak be'er Shabbos. It could be the Mechaber is talking over here dafka on Friday afternoon. V'shani afuke yoma mi'ayule yoma. And there's a difference between Shabbos going out and Shabbos coming in. The misveika lopaka kedusha. Me'safik, we don't say the kedusha of Shabbos left. Ubechai Odom Kosov Lahachmir, the Chai Odom writes that one should be Machmir. Although you can do Shvusim in certain cases on Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmashos, but not on Motzei Shabbos Ben HaShmashos. Va'ayin bir aloha shehevenu da beis meir hechriya de medina in chiluk. The bir aloha brings out the beis meir, and Mikra Adin, there is no chiluk. The af be Motzei Shabbos Ben HaShmashos mutter shvus l'tzorach mitzvah. And even Motzei Shabbos, he says, during Ben HaShmashos, you would be able to do an issa d'rabbanan for a tzorach mitzvah. V'chein b'birki Yosef kosov came b'shem Rashba k'sav yad eirvin. So too the birki Yosef brings down b'shem the Rashba and his k'sav yad eirvin. The shava ben hashmashos shal motzoi Shabbos and ben hashmashos the Erev Shabbos is no different. Friday afternoon, motzoi Shabbos, ben hashmashos is all the same. U'mikomokom l'maisa kosov. But still, bottom line, the Beis Meir does right. The yesh lahachmir b'motzei Shabbos, that one should be machmir during Ben HaShmashos of Motzei Shabbos, not to do the Rabbanans, even the Tzorach Mitzvah. Mishum de'en anu b'kiyin b'zman Ben HaShmashos mosa yaschil hazman she'enenu v'adayom. We don't know exactly when Ben HaShmashos starts to know it's not v'adayom, to rely on this, and therefore, even though Mikra didn't, the Beis Meir holds it will be okay, l'maisa, one should not be lenient. Ayin bir alacha. Sivkotun gimel. The examples the Mechaber gave of doing the Rabbanans during Ben HaShmashos, the Tzorach Mitzvah, the first one was very simple. You're allowed to climb a tree or swim, which are both the Rabbanans. to get a lulav or a shofar, which are mitzvos. Says the Chavetz Chaim. The Mishnah Brura is skipping those two cases, which are very simple, and he's going to the next case, which is a little more involved, and that is, the Mechaber said, V'chein morid mehailun. You could take off the Erev from the tree, or you could take the Erev out from the Carmelis for a Dvar Mitzvah. So says the Chavetz Chaim, V'choshev tzarech mitzvah. Taking down the Erev Tchumen from the tree is considered a tzarech mitzvah. Even though you don't need the food that the Erev consists of for your Shabbos need, it's still considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Like we said before, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen to extend where you can walk on Shabbos unless the walking you're going to do is for the Tzarech of a Mitzvah. So to take the Erev off the tree, which we'll see will validate your Erev for Shabbos and allow you to do the Dvar Mitzvah, that itself is considered Dvar Mitzvah. If it's going to be forbidden during Ben Hashmashos to lower down the Erev from the tree, and to bring it towards yourself, if you have no access to your Erev on Shabbos because it's on a tree, then your Erev is not an Erev, and therefore they will matter this, the Rabban, of taking the Erev off the tree for the Dvar Mitzvah of what you're going to use the Erev for. The Hilkach Tzorech Mitzvah, therefore it's considered Tzorech Mitzvah, and you would be allowed to lower the Erev, I guess leave it in the spot under the tree. It will still be working as your Erev, but now you have access to your Erev on Shabbos, and it will be good. Sivkotan Dalet, Omo Tziyome HaKarmelis, or you want to move your Erev to a Karmel to another Rishus. Rotzalom Ramitza say, V'hu iskavin likno shvisa b'rishus harabim o b'rishus hayochir asomuch esla karmelis. So in order for an Erev Tchumet to work, a person determines where he wants to establish his Makom Shvisa. We'll see more about this Be'ez Hashem in Chelek Dalet shortly. But a person wants to be Kona his Shvisa in another Rishus, he has to be able to get his Erev from where it is now to that Makom. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah writes, he has Kavona to be Kona Shvisa either in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, which is adjacent to the Carmelis where his Erev is presently located. V'in lo yeh Rashay ben Hashmashos, if he's not going to be allowed to change the Erev from the Carmelis to the Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, where he wants to be Kona his Shvisa, Shehu Zman Chalos HaErev, that's the time when the Erev is Chal, Lahotzi Me'a Carmelis Lavio Etzel, to bring the Carmelis towards the place where he wants to be, so then Lo Yochel Erev, the Erev will not be Chal, V'lochein Shari. Therefore, they mattered him to move his Erev from the Carmelis to the Rishus HaYachid or the Rishus HaRabim, because if he wasn't able to move it to the place where he wants to be Kona Shvisa, he would not be able to be Kona Shvisa there, and he will not be able to go out using that Erev to do his Dvar Mitzvah. Of course, although you can carry it from a Rishus of a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, obviously it would have to be very close to the beginning of the Rishus HaRabim, because you certainly can't carry it for Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. The Seter is only under the Rabbanon of taking it from the Carmelis to the Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. Sivkotan Hei. The Mechaber then said, V'cheinim hoya torud v'nechbaz l'dover shum mishum shvus. You were very anxious or pressured to do something which is a Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bo lefarish bazeh hay odochok shekosav l'el. Here, the last two lines of the Mechaber is going back to explain that which he said before, that either it's a Dvar Mitzvah or it's a Doichek. He's explaining what the case of Doichek is, the Hainu. Im hoya torud v'nechbaz lazeh. He was very pressured to do this item. Then we could assume it is a great need, and it's a pressing situation, and therefore they allowed him to do the Rabbanon for this thing that he is anxious about. Look in the Gro where he's mashma, that which the Rambam is matir, because you feel anxious and pressured, hainu kishu shas hadchak godol. It has to be a very big shas hadchak. Kigong, for example, sherotza lo'orev mipnei shu torud v'nechbaz levroch mipnei kusi. He's being chased by a guy. He wants to be able to escape to a certain place, so he's very pressured to get his Erev Tchumen in place. That would be considered a grounds to be matir doing the Rabbanon of maybe moving, like we discussed before, your Erev Tchumen from Rishus of a Carmelis to Rishus Rabin. But zeh shoveh ho'inyin l'dvar mitzvah. Then we would equate this pressured item to be like a dvar mitzvah. V'hitiru shvus ben hashmashos, and then they were matir the shvus ben hashmashos. The hainu. Afilu k'sha'erev munach al ha'ilon o b'karmelis. Again, like before, whether the Erev if it was on the tree and you're taking it off, or it was in a karmel, you're moving to a sarabim, those the rabbanans will be mutter, because it's not a dvar mitzvah, but it's like a dvar mitzvah that you feel very pressured to get away. Sivkoton vav v'nechbaz, ayin mashik osadnu b'simin reish samach al v'mishaburah, sivkoton tezayim b'shem rashal. Look at note 14, he brings down what the marshal says. Beer shom b'shem ha-marshal, sheheter zeh shel nechbaz, this heter that we're saying here about being pressured, hakavona shekol dover, any item, shim lo yaseyu yitzar al kach b'shabbos, if you don't do it, you're going to be feeling very much bitzar on Shabbos. Mutter la sosa bein hashmashos ayidei nochri. You can do a derabbanon of amir l'akum, asking the guy to do it for you during bein hashmashos to avoid this pain on Shabbos. The alkach toma hamarshal, and that the marshal wonders, avalibi nokef, my heart bangs lahachmir, that really should be machmir, im ein bazeh shum tzarech l'shabbos. If you just pressure, but there's no Shabbos need, I don't really get why it should be okay. The host of any adds on, avalim yesh hefsin meruba, or if there's a great loss, oh, it's tzarech gadol, a great need, mutter af shelo tzarech Shabbos. Then says the marshal, it'll be mutter during ben hashmashos, even though it's not a Shabbos need, ubeprat al yedei amiru l'nochri, specifically asking a guy to do a malacha for you, kevon shu shvush she'im b'maisa. Like we said before, it's always more lenient to be asking a guy to do a deraisa for you even, because it's the rabbanon to ask the guy to do it, rather than doing the rabbanon yourself, because this, through a guy, is a rabbanon she'im b'maisa, it is one step more lenient. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Zayin, then we'll still see two bir halachas. The last point the Mechaber told us was that therefore, for this reason, you can tell a guy during Bein HaShemoshos to light a candle for you. But the Loshon of the Mechaber is a little tricky. He says, "Umitam zeh mutter loma Bein HaShemoshos le'eno Yehudi." For this reason, you could tell a guy during Bein HaShemoshos lahadlik lo ner b'Shabbos. It sounds like you're telling him during Bein HaShemoshos to light the candle for you when Shabbos starts. Actually, on Shabbos. So says the Chavetz Chaim, "Hi b'Shabbos." When the Mechaber says b'Shabbos, what Salomo it means to say is that the guy sheyadlik takeif ben hashmoshes l'tzorach Shabbos. It doesn't mean you're telling the guy to light a candle for you on Shabbos. You're telling a guy during ben hashmoshes to light the candle during ben hashmoshes so you will benefit on Shabbos. Aval im mevakshu sheyadlik achar kach b'Shabbos gufa. But if you're asking him during Ben HaShemoshos to light a candle for you on Shabbos itself, ze osir, that is forbidden, afilu im bikshu mi bod yom. Even if it wasn't Ben HaShemoshos, it was Friday afternoon, you're not allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. So that's not what the Mechaber means. Kem mevur le'el besimin shen zayin tzibiz. V'lav dafku le'tzorach su'udem matri ha-mechaber. The Mechaber over here is not only being matri, you asking the guy to light the candle for you, so it should be lit for Shabbos for your suda. Dehu adin imevakshu sheyadlik b'cheder sheyoshin shom gam kinesh hakel. Even if you want him to light a candle in the room that you're going to sleep in, you want to have some light there, that also is mutter. So you can ask the guy during Ben HaShemoshos to light the candle during Ben HaShemoshos to benefit you on Shabbos, but you cannot ask him during Ben HaShemoshos or even Friday afternoon to actually do the hadlaka on Shabbos itself. Two bir halachas that we'll see on 386. One is the end of the skinny lines, very important point. So the Mechaber said, Mutter lo ben hashmashos. For a dvar mitzvah or a doichik, you're allowed to do a derabon and ben hashmashos. Ayin b'primigodim sheneskasha. Look at the primigodim who is bothered. My time of mutter calls man ben hashmashos b'er Shabbos. Why are we saying a blanket heter that for a tzorach mitzvah you could do a derabonon the entire time of ben hashmashos and b'er Shabbos? Lama lo yia aser bo ma'at nishum tosefesh a tzorach lahosef nichol al kodesh l'man da'amra humi da'raisa. There's a mitzvah tosefesh Shabbos that many hold as da'raisa. So how are you saying that during ben hashmashos, which is mashman, there's no chiluk, the whole ben hashmashos, for a dvar mitzvah you're allowed to do a derabonon? What do you mean? Part of Ben HaShemoshos, you need to add on Doraisa from Shabbos. So it's an Issa Doraisa to do Malacha then. How could you say that you could do it? Ayin Shom, that is the question of the Prima Godim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'ulai de be'emes lo kol Ben HaShemoshos etiru. Maybe the truth is that it really isn't with the whole Ben HaShemoshos. Ela ma'ata samach l'layla osr mishum tosefes. Maybe ain't a chalami. We're saying over here, it sounds like a blanket rule, but of course, says the Chavetz Chaim, you must factor in that you have to do tosefes Shabbos d'oraisa, so you can't be matir the Rabbanans, even for the Ramitza, the whole Ben HaShemoshos, leave off a few moments, that will be tosefes Shabbos d'oraisa. One more bir halacha, the last one on page 386. Mutu Ben HaShemoshos. Says the Chavos Chaim, that you should know. The Lakamon Simin Tov Tes Vav Sif Aleph Ba'agod. The Rama says later on in Chelek Dalet by Erev Tchumen, it's Muchach from the Rama. The Dover Shu Tzarech Shabbos. Anything that's a Shabbos need, Af She'ev Sher Lo Bil Adam. Even if you can manage without it, but you want something for Shabbos, Rakshi Yitosef La Oneg. It's just going to be added Geshmak for you. It's going to be added Oneg Shabbos. Choshev Tzarech Mitzvah. So when you want to make an Erev Tchumen, as we said before, and we'll see a lot later, that you could only make an Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. But you want to have some extra food, you don't need it, you have plenty of food, but you want something extra for Oneg Shabbos, that is considered a mitzvah that is grounds to make an Erev Tchumen. So says the Chavos Chaim, so Memelu Mutter Kan B'Dvar Shvus Ben Hashmashos, the same way that we're Matir to make an Erev Tchumen only for a Dvar Mitzvah, and we consider Oneg Shabbos to be a Dvar Mitzvah, so too when we're saying over here, you're allowed to do a melacha de rabbanon during Ben Hashmash Tzarech Mitzvah, that would be the same idea that you would be allowed to do a de rabbanon for a Tzarech Mitzvah, even if it's only for extra Oneg Shabbos, something that's not necessary, but you want it for extra Shabbos, that's going to be mutter as well. The din echad hu le'inyan eruv le'dvar mitzvah im inyan yenu, because these two topics are very similar, what's considered a mitzvah in which you can make an eruv tchumen, and what's considered a mitzvah that you can do a melacha de rabbanon during Ben Hashmashos. That concludes Simin Shembeis, and Mitzvah. Next time, we will begin Simin Shin Mem Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.